This is a story of how serious money can be made in America by entrepreneurs with some clever chemistry who prey on the least powerful people living in the shadows in poor inner-city neighborhoods. A homeless shelter in Brooklyn. People on the streets, walking on a lifeless patch of ground amidst some rundown brick buildings. Not many pleasures here. For parolee James, one of them is smoking a bitter street drug called K2.
My name is James, and I started smoking K2 back when I was on parole. I was on parole, and you can't smoke marijuana on parole. So they were selling them in Broadway and Myrtle for $5 a pack. You get 4 grams, roll them up in the blunt, you smoke it. Nobody bothered you.
K2, or spice as it's sometimes called, was originally the creation of American scientists who wanted a synthetic version of marijuana for laboratory purposes. But variations can be easily made by amateur scientists to produce molecules that bind to the same receptor in the brain as cannabis. But you wouldn't exactly call this high getting stoned.
K2 is one of it's like a hard drug. It's like crack or heroin, because when you first do it, you get a really bad high. It's not a friendly high like marijuana where you're just like, oh, well, I feel nice, I'm calm. K2, you feel like you're going to have a heart attack, or you're vomiting, or you're passing out, or you're in a different block wandering and you're lost, and you're coming out of your high going, where am I? So K2's, after you do it the first time, the second and third time is easier. And then the fourth time, it starts decreasing.
K2 costs almost nothing. It takes the few dollars these homeless men have, and in return, they get a high that can last up to 4 hours. 4 hours to forget living in a shelter, standing around on a patch of dirt. Staff writer for Vice, Ali Conti, reported on the highs and lows of the K2 scourge in a poor homeless community in Brooklyn, and the people enslaved for less than a dollar a day.
K2 is actually one of the names, it was a brand name for one of these original synthetic marijuana brands that you could buy in bodegas maybe 6 years ago. Now it's just kind of like saying Kleenex for tissue. It's research chemicals that are sprayed onto organic material, whatever it is, to be smoked. It's hard to define, actually. It can be a number of things.
It's chemists, entrepreneurs, opportunists who are basically coming up with molecules to spray on smokable substances that then get sold on the street.
Right. From what I can understand and what I've found doing interviews, it doesn't take much chemistry knowledge to make this stuff. But it can basically be anything that affects the brain or affects the same receptors that smoking marijuana would affect. But it's altering THC just a little bit.
And what did you find was the high that people got here? It ranges the gamut. It's not necessarily like marijuana at all.
No, it's not. I have personally, I've tried it in college, like maybe when this was first available, being very stupid. So I know how it affected me, and it didn't do much, honestly. So I would never try it now, seeing how it's affecting people where they're having seizures or it's becoming catatonic and just becoming very violent. It's a whole range of reactions, and it's just because it's impossible to say, you know, what the dose is because it's unregulated and what the actual chemical is. It could be many different things. So it's impossible to actually define what K2 is.
And legally, there's a whole gray area in terms of how you define this substance, although the specific substance that was sold at bodegas 6 years ago is now a substance that's, you know, categorized by the government and is legal, a controlled substance. That's not the case with these new things.
Right. We're in like a so-called like second generation of K2 or spice. There are about 5 chemicals that were originally banned. It's a cat and mouse game. So those chemicals are banned by the DEA. And now there's just, they've slightly altered them. So they're technically different, but there are 5 new chemicals, basically.
And what's the cost of this substance on the street?
You can buy it for $5. 5 grams of it is $5 in a bodega. You can roll, you know, 5 pretty significant joints with that.
Here's someone that we spoke with on the street in New York, in an area not dissimilar from where you looked, describing the experience of being on spice and describing sort of where their life is at, that they might be vulnerable to this. I want you to just take a listen.
I feel like lightheaded. You feel high. You feel like you don't feel like you have good equilibrium, you know? You feel like your is off balance.
What do you think about when you're on it?
Yeah, I think about, man, out of hell I can get my life together. I think about, you know, situation I'm in. You know, where I'm gonna get my next meal from. I gotta stop smoking this. I gotta get myself together. I gotta get some help some way.
Now, that individual whose name is James is describing a life of extreme vulnerability. Is that the kind of thing that you found?
Yeah, absolutely. These gentlemen that I spoke to do not want to be using this drug. Across the board, they would much rather be smoking marijuana, where the effects are much more predictable. I mean, it's terrifying. I mean, you have people who are acting like superhuman strength, ripping their clothes off, acting unpredictably, getting violent. The summer has had just an epidemic of this. These guys are standing outside smoking this all day. It's extremely hot out. You know, they're fainting. It's a public health crisis, absolutely.
Ali Conti is a staff writer for Vice. Her story, how synthetic weed is ravaging Brooklyn's homeless population, can be found at vice.com.